to tell you
Pero te vengo a decir
that your circumstance
que tu circunstancia
cannot hinder the flow of God.
No te puede detener.
But sometimes it's in brokenness
Pero a veces es en el quebrantamiento
that the presence of God begins to flow.
Que la presencia se mueve.
There are some people it's flowing out of your life right now.
Hay personas están moviéndose ahorita.
You haven't felt a release like you're feeling right now in a long time.
No has sentido lo que sientes en mucho tiempo.
The reason you're feeling the release of those tears.
La razón por la cual lo sientes.
Is because of the prophetic flow.
Es por lo profético.
That is on this house right now.
Que está en esta casa ahorita.
Somebody needs to look at your problem.
Alguien tiene que mirar a su problema.
And say my problem doesn't define me.
Y decir mi problema no me define.
I'm going into a season of flow.
Yo entro a temporada
I'm gonna let it flow.
Voy a dejar que se mueva.
In spite of how I feel.
No importa cómo me sienta.
I got a call from Sister Jamie Prado this week.
Me llamó la hermana Jamie Prado.
Our brother Prado has crossed on to his reward.
El hermano Prado ya se fue al otro lado.
And I got to talk to her for about 30 or 45 minutes.
Y hablé con ella 30, 45 minutos.
And she began to weep as she talked about how this church ministered to her husband.
Y empezó a llorar cuando la iglesia ayudó en su situación.
There are people that you sent gifts, you sent money.
Habían personas que dieron regalos y dinero.
Of encouragement to that family.
Y ánimo a esa familia.
And she said, Brother Stephen, I just want to thank you.
Hermano Stephen, te quiero dar gracias.
For allowing the church to minister to my family.
Porque esta iglesia me bendijo mi familia.
She said, would it be all right for me to come at some point and bring my babies to experience new life?
Estaría bien que si yo puedo traer a mi familia acá.
Because you are a friend to my husband.
Porque eres un amigo a mi esposo.
She said, I want my babies to be in that atmosphere.
Quiero que mis bebés conozcan esa
ambiente. What is that about, new life?
¿Qué se trata eso?
That's about the flow.
Eso se trata del movimiento.
Can I tell you, it's not the will of God.
No es la voluntad de Dios.
For the circumstance to define us.
Que las circunstancias nos definan.
He told Israel.
Le dijo Israel.
I've got a land prepared
Yo tengo tierra preparada para
it's
ti.
It's a land where milk and honey
es tierra donde fluye la miel.
Flows.
Fluye.
Come on, I'm telling somebody.
Le digo a alguien.
It's a season of flow.
Es temporada de fluimiento.
It's a season of the miraculous.
Es temporada de milagros.
It's a season of the supernatural.
Es temporada de lo sobrenatural.
It's time to let it flow.
Es tiempo que se mueva.
Come on, look at somebody next to you.
Mira a tu vecino.
And tell him I'm living in the overflow.
Dile, estoy viviendo la abundancia.
My circumstance doesn't define me.
Mi circunstancia no me define.
My season doesn't define me.
Mi temporada no me define.
It's a season for us to go to Honduras.
Es temporada de ir a Honduras.
It's a season for us to go to Colombia.
Es temporada de ir a Colombia.
It's a season. Come on, I'm telling you. It's a day for revival.
Es un día para avivamiento.
It's a day for a breakthrough.
Es un día para la victoria.
It's a day for the miraculous.
Es un día para los milagros.
I know it's Thanksgiving.
Yo sé que es día del pavo.
I know it's the holiday season.
Yo sé que es
but it's
festivo.
A season for the flow.
Es la temporada que se mueve.
It's a season for a breakthrough.
Es temporada para victoria.
It's a season for revival.
Es momento para avivamiento.
Brother Phillips, we're so glad you're here.
Hermano Phillips.
We appreciate the ministry of the evangelist.
Apreciamos tu ministerio.
We want you to come and take your liberty tonight.
Queremos que tomas tu libertad.
We want you to come and get in the flow of the prophetic.
Queremos que te muevas en
come
lo profético.
On, if it's your heart's desire, lift your hands and say, preacher,
si es tu deseo,
preach
levanta tus
to
manos.
Me tonight.
Predícame, predicador.
Why don't you clap your hands and give God a shout of praise?
¿Por qué no aplauden sus manos y alaban a Dios?
Magnify his holy name.
Y magnifiquen su santo nombre.
Come on, he's worthy.
Él es digno.
He's worthy.
Él es digno.
Woo. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen, amen. Well, I tell you what. Some people may look at the clock and say, well, it's 7:30.
Algunos tal vez miran el tiempo y dicen 7 y media.
It's time for church to be over.
Es tiempo que se acabe la iglesia.
Well, welcome to new life.
Bienvenidos a nueva vida.
We're just getting started.
Apenas estamos empezando.
Man, this is a place that you can come.
Es un lugar donde puedes venir.
And experience the flow, Pastor Jones.
Y sentir el movimiento.
Amen, amen. If you have your Bibles tonight,
si tienen su Biblia esta noche,
the book of Exodus, chapter 12.
El libro de Éxodos 12.
We begin reading in verse 1.
Leemos en verso 1.
While you're turning there, let me say what an honor it is to be here.
Qué honor es estar aquí.
Give honor tonight to the Collins family.
Doy honor a la familia Collins.
The Sutton family.
A la familia Sutton.
They are like my family.
Son como mi familia.
And I would venture to say tonight.
Y yo también digo,
Pastor Collins is probably one of my very closest friends.
El Pastor Collins es uno de mis amigos más cercanos.
I am blessed because of the ministry of this church.
Estoy bendecido por este ministerio.
I'm a better man because of the ministry of this church.
Soy mejor por esta iglesia.
Thank God for it. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1.
Éxodos 12 y 1.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb. Everyone say a lamb. According to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. Verse 4, the very first phrase, Pastor Collins was just talking a moment ago about the flow and the overflow.
El pastor estaba hablando de la abundancia y lo que sobra.
The abundance and the more than abundant.
La abundancia y lo que sobra.
Verse 4 begins with these words, and if the household be too little for the lamb. Now, you can read the rest of this chapter.
Puedes leer el resto de este capítulo.
And you're not going to read where it says if your house is too big for the lamb.
Y no vas a leer si está tu casa muy grande.
It just says if your house is too little for the lamb.
Solo dice si tu casa está muy pequeña.
Let him and his neighbor next unto his take it, his house, take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. One more time, verse 4. And if the household be too little for the lamb. With that being said tonight, with your help and the help of the Lord, I want to preach leftover lamb.
Quiero predicar lo que sobra del cordero.
Leftover lamb.
Lo que sobra del cordero.
Let's pray together. Would you lift your hands with me right now? God, we love you, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you. God, we give you glory and honor. God, there is nobody like you, not in heaven. Come on, New Life, help me pray. There's nobody like you in heaven or in earth. We're asking you, God, right now to have your way in this house. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost flow from the front to the back and side to side. Let your power, let your spirit saturate us. God, it's my prayer that you would fill somebody with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Evidence speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance for the first time. Do it tonight. Do it in this house. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Alguien dele palmas al Señor.
Come on, while you're clapping your hands, lift your voice and shout.
Mientras aplauden, levanten su voz.
Amen. You may be seated.
Se pueden sentar.
In the presence of the Lord.
En la presencia de Dios.
Exodus chapter 12.
Éxodos 12.
Would typically become.
Por normalmente.
The very first Thanksgiving.
Sería el primer día del pavo.
It's the Passover feast.
Es la fiesta.
And they are to remember it throughout their years.
Y la tienen que recordar todos los años.
Now it is here in Scripture.
Es aquí en la Escritura.
Most of you know, but for those of you that don't know,
muchos saben y los que no saben,
God's people are in captivity.
El pueblo de Dios está cautivo.
And they are making preparations.
Y están haciendo preparaciones.
To leave the place of bondage.
Para dejar la esclavitud.
I just tell you something tonight.
Te puedo decir algo esta noche.
When you've been in bondage, you don't just walk out.
Cuando has estado esclavo, no nomás te vas.
Somebody can say amen tonight because they know what
alguien
I'm talking
puede decir
about.
Amen.
You don't just walk out of depression.
No solo te vas de la depresión.
You don't just walk out of anxiety.
No solo te vas de ansiedad.
You don't walk out of family dysfunction.
No solo te vas de la disfunción.
When you try to get out of that kind of stuff,
cuando te quieres ir, salir de esas cosas,
it takes the mighty hand of God.
Toma la mano de Dios.
Your plan's not going to work.
Tu plan no va a trabajar.
My plan's not going to work.
El plan mío no va a funcionar.
The government's plan is not going to work.
El gobierno no va a funcionar.
It takes God's hand to get you out of bondage.
Se necesita la mano de Dios para sacarte.
Say, preacher, I'm doing fine.
Dice, predicador, estoy haciendo bien.
Well, then why are you in church tonight?
Entonces, ¿por qué estás en la iglesia?
Because you came to church.
Porque viniste a la iglesia.
Because you needed something from the Lord.
Porque necesitabas algo del Señor.
You needed God to make a way.
Necesitabas que Dios abriera camino.
Even where there is no way.
Aunque no había camino.
And your money couldn't do it.
Cuando tu dinero no lo podía hacer.
Your fame and fortune couldn't do it.
Tu fortuna lo podía hacer.
Your good looks couldn't do it.
Tus buenas vistas no lo podía hacer.
But God can do it.
Pero Dios lo puede hacer.
I just came with a word for somebody
tonight.
Vengo
con palabra esta noche.
You're walking out of Egypt.
Te vas a salir de Egipto.
You're coming out of bondage.
Vas a salir de esclavitud.
And it's going to be by the mighty hand of the Lord.
Y va a ser por la mano del Señor.
Not by might.
No por el poder.
No by power.
No por fuerza.
But it's by my spirit.
Pero por mi espíritu.
Saith the Lord.
Dice el Señor.
Come out in Jesus.
Sal en el nombre de Jesús.
Come out of depression in Jesus' name.
Sal de depresión.
Come out of anxiety in Jesus' name.
Salir de la ansiedad en el nombre
de Jesús. Come out of dysfunction and chaos.
Sale de la disfunción y caos.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
You won't leave here the same way you came.
No te vas igual.
If you buy into the plan,
si compras el plan
of the Almighty God,
del Dios poderoso.
So God's plan,
el plan de Dios,
always requires sacrifice.
Siempre requiere sacrificio.
Oh, Jesus, I could preach that, but I'm not going to.
O lo puedo predicar, pero no lo voy a hacer.
God tells them, "This is my plan."
Dios le dice, este es mi plan.
I want you to take a lamb.
Quiero que tomen un cordero.
A lamb for every household.
Un cordero para cada casa.
And I want you to slay the lamb.
Y quiero que lo maten.
I want you to take the blood of the lamb.
Quiero que tomen la sangre del cordero.
And put it on the doorpost.
Y que lo pongan en las puertas.
And then you are to take the lamb.
Y luego toma el cordero.
And cook the lamb.
Y cocina el cordero.
And eat the lamb.
Y te lo comes.
And if the lamb be too much for your house.
Y si es demasiado para tu casa.
When you're getting ready to get out of Egypt.
Cuando estás listo para salir de Egipto.
He said, if the lamb is too much for you.
Dile, si el cordero es mucho para ti.
You can take it to your neighbor.
Lo puedes llevar al vecino.
You know what God was saying?
¿Sabes lo que estaba diciendo
Dios?
You
might need a backup plan.
Tal vez necesitas otro plan.
But the lamb is always going to be enough.
Pero el cordero va a ser suficiente.
You might be trying to figure out how God's going to work it out.
Tal vez quieres averiguar cómo va a funcionar.
Or how you're going to work it out.
O cómo lo vas a arreglar tú.
But let me just tell you about the lamb.
Pero déjate digo del cordero.
Always going to be enough lamb.
Siempre hay suficiente cordero.
You can eat all you want.
Puedes comer todo lo que
and
quieras.
And there's always going to be leftovers.
Y siempre va a haber abundancia.
God said, I want you to know.
Yo quiero que sepas.
When you get done.
Cuando termines.
There's going to be leftovers.
Va a haber sobrar.
So take it to your neighbor.
Llévaselo al vecino.
God was saying, my power is not running short.
Dios dice, mi poder no se está acabando.
But if I did it before.
Pero si lo hice antes.
I can do it again.
Lo puedo hacer de nuevo.
If anybody in here's ever been delivered.
Si alguien ha sido liberado.
God is still able.
Dios aún tiene el poder.
There is leftover deliverance.
Está sobrando.
If anybody's ever been healed.
Si alguien ha sido sanado.
God is still able.
Dios todavía puede.
There's leftover healing.
Hay sobras.
If anybody's ever got a miracle.
Si alguien ha recibido un milagro.
You can bet your bottom dollar.
Puedes cobrar tu dinero.
That there's leftover miracles.
Que sobran los milagros.
In this house
en
tonight.
En esta casa esta noche.
God is not just enough.
Dios no es solo suficiente.
But he is more.
Pero él es más.
He's more.
Él es más.
He's more.
Él es más.
He's more
él es
than
más
enough.
De suficiente.
He said, "You're not. You can read this book through and through."
Dice, puedes leer este libro.
And you're not going to find one place where the lamb is not enough.
Y no vas a encontrar donde no alcanza el cordero.
He said, "You're not going to have to slay another lamb."
Dice, no vas a tener que matar otro.
You're not going to have to figure out the backup plan.
No tienes que averiguar otro plan.
The lamb is enough.
El cordero es suficiente.
When I read my Bible through this lens, Pastor Collins,
cuando leo la Biblia por esta vista,
I can't help but see that this isn't the first time.
Me doy cuenta que no es la única vez.
Or the only time.
O la única.
But this is a pattern through Scripture.
Pero es un patrón en la Escritura.
This was a preordained idea of God.
Era esta una idea ordenada de Dios.
As the Israelites come to Goshen.
Cuando los israelitas vienen a Goshen.
Joseph would talk to the Israelites.
José hablaba a los israelitas.
And he would say the Egyptians are going to come and talk to you.
Y decía, los egipcios van a venir a hablar.
And they're going to ask you your occupation.
Y te van a pedir lo que haces.
He said, make sure you tell them that you're herdsmen.
Y dile que tú cuidas animales.
For every shepherd.
Porque cada cordero.
Is an abomination.
Cada pastor.
To the Egyptians.
Es una abominación.
The Egyptians don't want you connected.
Los egipcios no quieren conectado.
To the shepherd.
Al cordero.
Because they know that the shepherd.
Porque saben que el pastor.
Is what connects you to the lamb.
Es lo que te conecta al cordero.
The devil don't like it when you come to church.
El diablo no que gusta que vienes a la iglesia.
And the preacher begins to preach that you can be free.
Y el predicador le enseña que puedes tener libertad.
The devil don't want you connected to the pastor.
No quieres que estés conectado con
el
pastor.
To the shepherd.
El diablo. con el pastor.
The voice of the Egyptian said,
la voz del egipcio dice,
that church don't love you.
Esa iglesia no te ama.
That preacher just wants your money.
Ese predicador no más quiere
el
dinero.
They're brainwashing you.
Te están lavando el cerebro.
But it's because Egyptians know.
Pero es porque los egipcios
that
saben.
There's going to be a day.
Que va a haber un día.
That we're going to get out of Egypt.
Donde salemos de Egipto.
And we might have to be here for 400 years.
Y tal vez vamos a estar aquí por
400
años.
But for 400 years there's going to be a shepherd.
Pero por 400 años.
And the shepherd's going to preserve the lamb.
Va a haber un pastor y va a agarrar al cordero.
And the lamb's going to make a way.
Y el cordero va a abrir camino.
We might be in bondage right now.
Tal vez estamos en esclavitud.
But God sent the shepherd.
Pero Dios mandó al pastor.
To let you know.
Para dejarte saber.
Things won't always be like this.
Que no siempre va a ser así.
You're not always going to fight this.
No siempre vas a pelear
esto.
There's
coming a day.
Va a venir un día.
That you're coming out of Egypt.
Donde sales de Egipto.
There's coming a day.
Viene un día.
So connect yourself to the shepherd.
So conéctate al pastor.
Connect yourself to the man of God.
Conéctate al cordero de Dios.
That's why you can't get on the pew.
Por eso no puedes sentarte.
And get distracted.
Y distraerte.
Oh, help us, Jesus.
Ayúdanos.
That's why you can't get on the pew.
Por eso no puedes venir a las bancas.
And get offended.
Y ofenderte.
You know what the spirit of offense is trying to get you to do?
¿Sabes lo que quiere que el espíritu haga?
To disconnect yourself from the shepherd.
El espíritu de ofensa que te separe del pastor.
Because the shepherd is an abomination.
Porque el pastor es una abominación.
To every spirit that's trying to hold you back.
A cada espíritu que te tiene para atrás.
But I am opening my ears.
Pero estoy abriendo mis oídos.
I'm opening my heart.
Estoy abriendo mi corazón.
And I'm going to hear the words of the shepherd.
Y escucho las voces del pastor.
The shepherd's going to connect me to the lamb.
El pastor me conecta con el cordero.
And the lamb's going to cover my house.
Y el cordero cubrirá mi casa.
And he's going to fill my belly.
Y va a llenar mi vientre.
And he's going to bring me out of
y va a salir de ahí.
God brought me out.
Dios me sacó.
And he can bring you out.
Y te puede sacar a ti.
Because there's enough lamb in this house.
Porque hay suficiente cordero.
To change you.
Para cambiarte a ti.
Your children.
Tus hijos.
Those that are afar off.
Los que están afuera.
Even in Smithy, as the Lord our God
y todos los que
shall call.
Dios llamará.
There's enough lamb.
Hay un suficiente cordero.
To save Trustville.
Para decir confiarme.
And Birmingham.
En Birmingham.
And the whole state of Alabama.
Y el estado de Alabama.
There is enough.
Hay suficiente.
Don't you worry about the lamb,
honey. No te preocupes del cordero.
There's always gonna be leftover.
Siempre va a haber sobras.
From the lamb.
Del cordero.
Peter writes about the lamb.
Pedro habla del cordero.
We got time to preach tonight?
Tenemos tiempo.
Y'all got somewhere to be? Okay, good. I was going to preach anyway. Hallelujah. Peter writes about the lamb.
Pedro habla del cordero.
He said, but with the precious blood of Christ.
Dice, con la sangre de Cristo.
As of a lamb.
Como de cordero.
Without blemish.
Sin error.
Without spot.
Sin mancha.
Who was foreordained.
Que fue ordenado.
Before the foundation of the world.
Antes de la fundación del mundo.
But was manifest in these last
pero fue
times
manifestado en estos días.
What he was saying.
Lo que estaba diciendo.
Is this idea of leftover lamb.
Esta idea de sobras del cordero.
Is not just an Exodus thing.
No solamente es del Éxodo.
Because before the words were ever spoken.
Porque antes que fueran habladas las palabras.
Let there be light.
Que sea la luz.
There was a lamb.
Había un cordero.
Before the firmament was ever created.
Antes del firmamento.
There was a lamb.
Había un cordero.
Before the fowl and the fish were ever created.
Antes de los peces y los aves.
There was a lamb.
Había un cordero.
God creates a garden.
Dios crea un jardín.
He makes it paradise.
Y lo hace paraíso.
Puts Adam and Eve in the garden.
Pone a Adán y Eva ahí.
And they fail God.
Y fracasan a Dios.
They fall from grace.
Se caen de la gracia.
But before Adam fell,
pero antes que se cae,
there was a lamb.
Había un cordero.
So that God doesn't kill Adam.
Para que Dios no mate a Adán.
But God covers Adam.
Pero Dios cubre a Adán.
With the skin of an animal.
Con el piel de un animal.
Brother Collins, I really want to take my time and go through all of this.
Hermano Collins, quiero tomar mi tiempo.
But it'll be Thanksgiving by the time I finish, so
pero
we won't do that.
De gracias.
I think I heard him say thank you in Spanish or something. There was enough lamb to cover Adam.
Fue suficiente cordero para cubrirlo.
When God could have killed Adam.
Cuando Dios podía matar.
But there wasn't just enough lamb for Adam.
Pero no solamente para Adán.
Because Adam grows old.
Porque Adán se pone viejo.
And he has sons.
Y tiene hijos.
And he has a son named Cain.
Y tiene un hijo llamado Caín.
And Cain kills his brother Abel.
Y Caín mata a su hermano Abel.
And by all accounts.
Y por todos los dichos.
God could have killed Cain.
Dios podía matar a Caín.
Because at this point in time.
Porque en este punto en la vida.
Moses would write about it like this.
Moisés lo dijo así.
It's an eye for an eye.
Es ojo por ojo.
And a tooth for a tooth.
Y diente por diente.
So God had every right to kill Cain.
Dios tenía el derecho hecho de matar a Caín.
But God said, Cain, I'm not going to kill you.
Pero Dios dijo, no te voy a matar, Caín.
I'm going to put a mark on you.
Te voy a poner una marca.
I'm not going to kill you.
Te voy a matar.
I'm going to cover you.
Te voy a cubrir.
And when man sees you,
y cuando el hombre te ve,
he's going to know you've been touched.
Va a saber que has sido tocado
by God Almighty.
Por el Dios poderoso.
Cain just understand.
Entonces entiende.
The only reason you didn't get what you deserve.
La única razón que no mereciste.
Is because Adam didn't eat all the lamb.
Es porque Adán no se tomó todo el cordero.
The only reason God didn't throw you out on your head.
La única razón que Dios no te sacó.
Is because Adam didn't eat all the lamb.
Es porque Adán no se comió todo el cordero.
Let me preach that in 2023.
Déjalo predico en el 23.
The only reason you walked into church tonight.
La única razón que entraste.
On your own power.
En tu propio poder.
Drove in your own car.
Caminando tu carro.
Came from your own job.
Caminando tu trabajo.
Got your own family.
Que tienes tu propia familia.
It's because somebody didn't eat all the lamb.
Es porque le sobró el cordero a alguien.
They ate till they were full.
Comieron hasta que se llenaron.
But there was enough for you.
Pero había suficiente para
so
ti.
So that God could see you.
Para que Dios te pueda ver.
In your sin.
En tu pecado.
And pick you up.
Y levantarte.
And turn you around.
Y voltearte.
And set your feet on a solid rock.
Y poner tus pies firme.
There is enough.
Hay suficiente.
There is enough.
Hay suficiente.
Hallelujah, Dad. Time to preach it a little bit longer. Hallelujah. God looks through the blood.
Dios mira por la sangre.
He had a plan.
Tenía un plan ordenado ya.
The blood of the lamb over the doorpost.
La sangre del cordero en la puerta.
This open door policy.
Esta puerta abierta.
That God instated.
Que Dios puso en orden.
That if you need mercy.
Que si necesitas misericordia.
There's enough lamb to cover you.
Hay suficiente cordero.
Adam failed.
Adán cayó.
God didn't kill him.
No lo mató.
Cain fell.
Caín cayó.
God didn't kill him.
Dios no lo mató.
Nimrod comes along.
Nimrod viene.
And Nimrod should get killed.
Y Nimrod debe ser matado.
He's trying to become a god himself.
Quiere ser un dios él mismo.
And God's kind of iffy over that God stuff.
Y Dios está medio raro con eso.
He don't like anybody trying to be God.
No le gusta que traten ser Dios.
He said, "I'm the Lord, and beside me there is no savior."
Dice, yo soy el Señor y no hay nadie más.
And God doesn't kill Nimrod.
Y Dios no mata a Nimrod.
God confounds Nimrod.
Dios lo confunde.
Because God wanted Nimrod to know.
Porque Dios quería que él sabiera.
There's enough lamb to cover you too.
Hay suficiente cordero para cubrirte a ti.
We can go from Nimrod and talk about Noah.
Podemos ir de Nimrod y a Noé.
That Noah would find himself in an evil and perverse generation.
Noé se encontró una generación perversa.
But there was enough lamb.
Pero había suficiente cordero.
That Noah.
Que Noé.
Could find grace.
Podía hallar gracia.
In the eyes.
En los ojos.
Of the Lord.
Del Señor.
There was enough lamb for Abraham.
Había suficiente cordero para Abraham.
Father.
Padre.
Here's the fire.
Este es el fuego.
Here's the wood.
Aquí está la madera.
But where's the sacrifice?
Pero ¿dónde está el sacrificio?
The Lord will provide himself.
El Señor se proveerá al mismo.
A lamb for sacrifice.
Un cordero para sacrificio.
What's interesting about this?
Lo interesante de esto.
Is God in very intensely.
Es que Dios intensamente.
Separates a ram and a lamb in scripture.
Separa un cordero y un chivo.
And when Abraham gets on top of that mountain.
Y cuando Abraham llega a esa montaña.
It's not a lamb that is found in the thicket.
No era un cordero.
But it is a ram that is found in the thicket.
Era un cabrero que estaba ahí.
Ram, by contrast to lambs.
Cabrero comparado a los corderos.
Are prideful.
Son orgullosos.
They become the hierarchy of their group.
Se ponen el lugar más alto, más importante.
Because of confrontation.
Por la confrontación.
They're proud.
Son orgullosos.
But Abraham laid that pride on the altar.
Pero Abraham puso su orgullo en el altar.
Did Abraham miss it?
Abraham lo falló.
Abraham didn't miss it.
Abraham no lo falló.
Because when he came.
Porque cuando vino.
When the lamb came.
Cuando vino el cordero.
He took on himself no reputation.
Él tomó ni una reputación.
And took upon him the form of a servant.
Y se tomó la forma de un siervo.
And was made in the likeness of men.
Y fue hecho en la semejanza de hombre.
The Bible says that there was a lamb.
La Biblia dice que había un cordero.
That was slain before the foundation of the earth.
Que fue inmolado desde la fundación del mundo.
And that lamb robed himself in flesh with a collar.
Y ese cordero tomó un palo de
and dwelt among us. It doesn't end with Abraham. It doesn't end with Abraham.
No termina con Abraham.
It doesn't end with Lot.
No termina con Lot.
It doesn't end with Isaac.
No termina con Isaac.
There was enough for Jacob.
Había suficiente para Jacob.
There was enough to get 3 million Jews.
Había suficiente para 3 millones
out of bondage.
Fuera de esclavitud.
There was enough for a man named David.
Había suficiente para un hombre David.
Who had Uriah slain.
Que tenía Uriah.
And stole his wife.
Y mató a su mujer.
There was enough lamb.
Había suficiente cordero.
That when the Israelites failed God.
Cuando fallaron los israelitas.
they worshiped idols,
y adoraron a ídolos,
God would pick them back up,
Dios los levantaba de nuevo,
and turn them back around,
y los volteaba otra vez.
There was enough lamb.
Había suficiente cordero.
Say, well, that's Old Testament.
Eso es Antiguo Testamento.
I'm glad you realize that.
Me da gusto que te das cuenta.
Because there was enough lamb.
Porque había suficiente cordero.
He said, when you get done eating it,
cuando terminas,
you take it to your neighbor.
Llévaselo al vecino.
Because I'm not doing this just for the Hebrews.
Porque no lo hago por los hebreos, no más.
I'm doing it for their neighbors.
No solamente por los vecinos.
The Gentiles.
Los gentiles.
So when you get done talking in tongues,
cuando terminas de hablar en lenguas,
and you start seeing stuff up on a rooftop,
y empiezas veces en las montañas,
call not what I have cleansed,
no llames lo que no, yo limpié,
common and unclean,
no lo llames sucio,
because the blood of the lamb,
porque la sangre del cordero,
wasn't just for you, Peter,
no solo era para ti,
it was for your neighbor,
era para tu vecino,
it wasn't just to fill you,
no solo para llenarte a
but
ti,
but it was to fill your neighbor,
pero para llenar a tu vecino.
There was enough lamb,
había suficiente cordero.
I believe that's why in Acts chapter 8,
yo creo que en el Hechos 8,
when Philip came up on the Ethiopian eunuch,
cuando vino con el eunuco,
reading scripture,
leyendo la escritura,
and he needed understanding,
y necesitaba entendimiento.
He couldn't read Acts 2:38.
No podía leer Hechos 2:38.
It wasn't written yet.
No estaba escrito.
But he could read.
Pero podía leer.
Isaiah 53.
Isaías 53.
And verse 7.
Verso 7.
This is where he read.
Aquí es donde leo.
He was oppressed.
Estaba oprimido.
He was afflicted.
Estaba afligido.
Yet he opened not his mouth.
Pero no abrió su boca.
He was brought as a lamb.
Fue traído como cordero.
To the slaughter.
A la matanza.
And a sheep.
Y como
before her shearers.
Ante los que lo traen.
The Ethiopian was feeling conviction.
El etíope estaba
convencido. And he didn't know to read about the Holy Ghost.
Y no sabía del Espíritu.
But he knew to read about the Lamb.
Pero sabía del Cordero.
He didn't know how to read about one that could deliver.
No sabía leer de liberación.
But he knew to read about the Lamb.
Pero sabía del Cordero.
He didn't know to read about one that could show up.
No sabía del que se aparecía.
On a Sunday night.
El domingo en la noche.
When your family's a wreck.
Cuando tu familia está destruida.
And that could fix your family.
Y puede salvar tu familia.
But he knew if he read about the
Pero
Lamb.
Pero sabía si leer al Cordero.
God was going to send him a shepherd.
Dios iba a mandar un pastor.
And the shepherd was going to connect him
y el pastor
to the
lo conectara con el cordero.
There was something in that place.
Había algo en ese lugar.
Here's water.
Hasta hay agua.
What doth hinder you?
¿Qué me detiene?
You mean that there was enough lamb for the New Testament?
¿Dice hay suficiente cordero para el nuevo?
Let me tell you how leftover lamb works.
Déjate digo lo que sobra.
Herod had all the babies killed.
Tenía todos los bebés matados, Herod.
But the lamb would show up at 12.
Pero el cordero vino.
Teaching in the temple.
Enseñando en el templo.
They said he was a devil.
Dijo que era diablo.
But there was enough lamb.
Pero había suficiente cordero.
To go to Gadara.
Para ir allá.
And to cast out devils.
Al endemoniado en Gadara.
They tried to throw the lamb down off of a cliff.
Querían aventarlo.
But there was enough lamb.
Pero había suficiente cordero.
To show up where a little boy was standing.
Para aparecer donde estaba un niño.
That would throw himself in the fire.
Que se aventaba en el fuego.
And he could tell him, get up
y le puede decir, levántate.
And walk in your right mind.
Y camina sanamente.
They talked about stoning the lamb, Brother Antoine.
De apedrar el cordero.
But there was enough lamb.
Pero había suficiente cordero.
That when a woman caught.
Que cuando una mujer.
In an act of adultery.
Hecho en el adulterio.
They surrounded her with stones.
La rodearon con piedras.
But there was enough lamb.
Pero había suficiente cordero.
Ye without sin.
Los que no tienen pecado.
Cast the first stone.
Avienta la primera piedra.
He said, woman,
dijo, mujer,
where art thou accusers?
¿Dónde están tus acusadores?
You know what he was telling her?
¿Sabes lo que le estaba diciendo?
There's enough lamb for you, honey.
Hay suficiente cordero para ti.
The lamb is the one that was.
El cordero es el que era.
Who is.
El que es.
And is to come.
Y el que ha de venir.
There was lamb in the past.
Había cordero en el pasado.
There's lamb in the present.
Hay cordero en el futuro.
And leftover lamb in the future.
Y hay cordero en el presente.
You can't eat so much.
No puedes comer suficiente.
That you can make it run out.
Que se acaba.
There's always gonna be.
Siempre hay más.
Leftover lamb.
Y siempre hay sobras.
Hallelujah. Say, preacher, things are bad right now.
Dice predicador, está feo.
I know things are bad.
Yo sé que está feo.
John could tell you how bad things got.
¿Juan te puede decir eso?
But he was on an island called Patmos.
Pero estaba en una isla llamada Patmos.
He'd been beat.
Estaba lastimado.
He'd been dipped in hot oil.
Fue golpeado.
He been talked about.
Le hablaron mal.
Scandalized.
Le hablaron escándalos.
Misunderstood.
Fue malentendido.
But he understood.
Pero entendía.
There was still enough lamb.
Había suficiente cordero.
So that John could get in the spirit.
Para que Juan se metiera en el espíritu.
And John would look up and see the throne.
Y Juan se levantaba y miraba el trono.
And bishop on the throne.
Y obispo en el trono.
There was a book.
Había un libro.
And it was sealed with seven seals.
Y estaba sellado con siete sellos.
And he said, I started weeping.
Y empecé a llorar.
Because nobody could open the book.
Porque nadie lo podía abrir.
He said, but an elder came to me.
Pero vino alguien.
And he said, you don't have to weep no
y dijo,
more.
No tienes que llorar.
John said, I turned.
Juan dijo, yo volteé.
And when I looked,
y cuando miré,
I saw a lamb.
Miré un cordero.
As it had been slain.
Que se fue mal volado.
It had been through Adam.
Y pasó por Adán.
But it was still in one piece.
Pero estaba en un lugar.
It had been through Cain.
Pasó por Caín.
But it was still in one piece.
Pero estaba bien.
It had been through Noah.
Y pasó por Noé.
But it was still in one piece.
Pero estaba bien.
It had been through the New Testament.
Y pasó
church.
Por el Nuevo Testamento.
But it was still in one piece.
Pero estaba bien.
I saw the lamb.
Yo vi el cordero.
And you can go to the very end of the book.
Y puedes ir al final del libro.
Revelation chapter 22.
Apocalipsis 22.
And he talks about the throne.
Y habla del trono.
Of God.
De Dios.
And the lamb.
Y el cordero.
You know what John was saying?
¿Sabes lo que decía Juan?
Now you just gotta put things in perspective.
Tienes
here.
Que ponerlo en la vista.
John knew.
Juan sabía.
That John the Baptist would say.
Que el Bautista se iba a quedar ahí.
Behold.
Mira.
The lamb.
El cordero
that taketh away the sin of the world.
Que quita el pecado del mundo.
He had ate the lamb.
El que comió el cordero.
At least three times.
Tres veces.
On the last time.
En la última vez.
He had been with the lamb.
Ha estado con el cordero.
When the lamb said, "This is my body."
El cordero dijo, "Es mi cuerpo."
Eat of it.
Come de él.
This is my blood.
Esta es mi sangre.
Drink of it.
Toma de él.
He had ate the lamb.
Ya comió el cordero.
And he had drank the lamb.
Y tomó el cordero.
He knew who the lamb was.
Él sabía quién era el cordero.
And John said, "Baby, if you're worried."
Y Juan dijo,
if you're gonna run out of lamb,
si se te va a acabar el cordero,
I just want you to know.
Quiero que sepas,
Revelation 22.
Apocalipsis 22.
The lamb's still on the throne.
El cordero está en el trono.
No. You're not hearing me. Lamb.
El cordero.
He was living in the past.
Está viviendo en el pasado.
Looking to the future.
Mirando al futuro.
John was looking past.
Juan estaba mirando más allá.
World War I.
La guerra mundial.
And there was still enough lamb.
Y aún había cordero.
World War II.
Guerra Mundial II.
There was still enough lamb.
Aún sobraba el cordero.
The Holocaust.
El Holocausto.
There was still enough lamb.
Aún hablaba.
He looked past 9/11.
Miró más 9/11.
And seen enough lamb.
Y aún miró cordero.
He looked past the legalization of abortion.
Miró la legalización.
And there was still enough lamb.
Y aún había cordero.
He looked past wars and rumors of war.
Miró guerras y rumores de guerra.
And the lamb was still on the throne.
Y el cordero aún.
He looked past brother against brother.
Miró hermanos contra hermanos.
Mother against daughter. And the lamb was still on the throne.
Y el cordero todavía estaba.
Say, what are you trying to preach to me,
¿qué me quieres predicar?
John looked past your mistake.
Juan miró más allá.
John looked past your failure.
De tus errores.
John looked past your sickness.
De tus sentimientos.
And he saw leftover lamb.
Y dijo que el cordero.
You don't know what I've done.
No sabes lo que hice.
If John was here,
si Juan estuviera aquí,
he would just point you toward the end of time.
Apuntaré al tiempo.
And say the lamb.
Y dice el cordero.
Was still recognizable as the lamb.
Se reconoce como el cordero.
He didn't have to second guess it.
No tenía que dudar.
Billions of people have ate from him.
Billones de personas.
And he was still in one piece.
Y aún estaba en pies.
You don't know how bad I've been.
No sabes qué tan mal.
No.
No.
The lamb,
el cordero,
was on the throne.
Estaba en el trono.
At the end of time,
en el final.
You don't know how bad my financial
no
situation.
No problemas.
No. The lamb was on the throne.
El cordero estaba en el trono.
At the end of time,
y en el final.
You don't know how sick I am.
No sabes mi enfermedad.
No. The lamb,
el cordero,
was on the throne.
Estaba en el trono.
At the end of time,
en el final.
You don't know how messed up my family
is. No sabes mis errores.
No. The lamb,
el cordero.
Before the foundation of the earth,
antes que la fundación,
and at the end of time,
y al final,
there is
aún hay
enough lamb
suficiente cordero
for you.
Para ti.
I'm closing. Singers, get up here and get ready to sing something. The lamb Slay the lamb. He said, I want you to slay the lamb.
Quiero que maten el cordero.
And I want you to take the blood.
Y quiero que tomen la sangre
of the lamb.
Del cordero.
And cover the doorpost.
Y cubran las puertas.
That's the outside.
Eso es afuera.
Don't tell me your outside don't matter.
No me digan que estés afuera.
God said it did.
Dios lo dijo.
He said, I want you to put the lamb on the outside.
Quiero que pongan el cordero por fuera.
And then I want you to eat the lamb.
Y quiero que coman el cordero.
I have never.
Yo nunca.
Brother Collins knows how I am.
Hermano Collins me conoce.
When God gives me this kind of stuff, it's revelatory. I'm really simple.
Cuando Dios me da esto, me revela mucho.
It might not be revelatory to you, but it's revelatory to me.
Tal vez no te emociona a mí, pero a mí sí.
And Bishop, when I seen this, I wanted to pull my steering wheel off my truck.
Obispo, cuando lo vi, quería arrancar el volante.
Because I seen.
Porque lo vi.
Another Old Testament type and shadow.
Otro tipo en el Antiguo Testamento.
Of water baptism.
Del bautismo en el agua.
Cover the outside with the blood.
Cubriéndola afuera con la sangre.
And the infilling of the Holy Ghost.
Y rellenándola adentro.
And you put the meat down in your belly.
Y puse la carne adentro.
He said, out of your belly.
Dijo de tu vientre.
It's going to flow rivers of living water.
De tu panza salía el agua.
You know what's going to happen?
¿Sabe lo que va a pasar?
You've been eating the lamb.
Ha estado comiendo el cordero.
You want to know what you need tonight?
¿Sabe lo que necesitas?
You don't need more money.
No necesitas
you
dinero.
Don't need more smarts.
No necesitas más.
You don't need a better social group.
No necesitas mejor social.
You need to be covered in the blood.
Tienes que cubrirte en la sangre.
And filled with the meat.
Y cubierto con la carne.
Of the holy lamb of God.
Del cordero de Dios.
And there is enough.
Y hay suficiente
for you.
Para ti.
Somebody lift your hands right now.
Alguien levanta las manos.
We're going to do this old school tonight. If you need the Holy Ghost,
si necesitas el Espíritu Santo,
I want you to connect with somebody close to you.
Conéctate con alguien ahí cerquita.
You need to tell them, I want the Holy Ghost tonight.
Y dile que quieres el Espíritu.
I want God to fill me with the Lamb.
Quiero que Dios me llene.
And I'm here to speak right now as an evangelist.
Y estoy hablando como evangelista.
And tell you that God
y te digo que Dios
wants to fill you
te quiere llenar a ti
with the Lamb
con el Cordero
on a Sunday night.
El domingo en la noche.
You don't have to leave here hungry.
No te tienes que ir con hambre.
You can go back for seconds.
Te puedes ir igual.
Because there's not just enough for you.
Y puedes agarrar
But there's enough for your neighbor.
Porque hay para tu vecino.
And your neighbor's neighbor.
Y los vecinos de tu vecino.
God wants to fill you with the Lamb.
Dios te quiere llenar.
Come on, would you stand to your feet and make your way to the front?
Y vengan al frente.
Lift your hands.
Levanten sus manos.
And let God cover you.
Y que Dios te cubra.
And fill you.
Y te llene.
With the Lamb.
Con el Cordero.
Come on, I need some saints of God in New Life that know how to pray. Start praying in the Holy Ghost.
Necesito que empiecen a orar.
Come on, connect with somebody.
Conéctese con alguien.
Connect with somebody that's empty.
Conecten con alguien.
And tell them that God wants to fill you with the Lamb.
Dile que Dios te quiere llenar.
Come on. Have you been filled with the Lamb?
Has sido llenado.
Have you been washed with the blood
Has
of
sido
the Lamb?
Cubierto.
Have you been filled with the meat of the Lamb?
Has sido llenado.
There's enough lamb for you.
Hay suficiente para ti.
Hold on one second. Before we sing anything, I want you to connect with somebody. We're going to get there. We're going to get there tonight. If we got to push until we push there. Come on, connect with somebody and pray in the Holy Ghost. I want you to just make noise right now. Come on, connect with somebody and pray in the Holy Ghost. But if you're on the verge of backsliding,
si estás en la orilla,
you need to step up to the table
tienes que levantarte
and get you some more lamb.
Y tienes que agarrar más.
This isn't just a one-time thing.
Esto no es una vez.
You can get filled today.
Puede ser lleno hoy.
You can get filled tomorrow.
Puede ser lleno mañana.
There's enough lamb for you.
Hay suficiente cordero.
Come on, that's it. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Take the lamb to your neighbor. Come on, somebody pick up a plate. And take it to your neighbor. Take the lamb to your neighbor. I got enough. Here's some for you. Woo. Come on, that's it. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. So I don't really understand what's going on. The lamb came here tonight to fill you. I don't really understand what I'm feeling. It's the spirit of the Lamb. Y Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, that's it, New Life. Go, 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 go. Hey. Come on, that's it.
Eso es.
The Lamb is for you.
El Cordero es para ti.